You're happy in the morning, but now you're feeling blue. Come on and set your arse down and have yourself a brew. You walked here from Killarney, and now you know it's true. You'll suck the cock of an Irishman before the night is through.
And we are rolling on episode 168 on the Cocktail Hour. It's Saturday, August 3rd, 2024. The world is still here, I've heard. And gentlemen, how are you?
Good morning, America.
I'm good. I have not been chosen to be the vice president yet. So if I have to run, take the call, you guys will know.
Yeah,
garage floor fixes. Hope what I need.
I hope your internet stays stable.
It just choked. Yeah,
it did again.
Yeah,
yeah, it does like a digitizing. Like you don't have quite enough juice.
You got that new.
Yeah, I got the Fit 5DQ. We talked about this last week, and it's not.
Yeah, but it's just like the ads say. Like Spectrum is hardwired. It's not. You know, it's. Right. Through a modem in that, and they keep saying if you go with a wireless, like a T-Mobile or whatever internet, right?
Yep.
They can deprioritize you. You're at the bottom of the list when the tower fills up with phone calls, and I think that might be happening, Danny.
Is it really the bottom of the list, or is it just that he's too far away from it? You know, because the little box for his house is probably nowhere near the garage, and it's got to get through the.
Well, can't that little box go into his old router so that he can hook up to his old router?
Maybe.
That's a good question.
Yeah, maybe. If it's got a little plug on it, maybe you could.
Because your router used to reach you out there.
Yeah, it was in the same place. The cube was in the same place that the router was, right?
But it's maybe not.
Like you said, you know, it could be a priority, you know.
Were you always doing Wi-Fi this whole time, even back in the old days? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could probably.
But I guess you can't. I guess I don't think you can do the. You can't take that Wi-Fi box and then run a hardwire through it. It doesn't work like that, right?
It might have a plug on the bottom of it. Who knows?
I'm going to check and see. You know, make sure because you know I've never. This is the first time I've had. You know, last week was the first time we've had problems, and we've been doing this for a while now, right? So yeah. I don't know.
That hasn't really changed. Yeah.
Yeah. So like Kelly's right. You know. Maybe something's happening with that service of Verizon, by the way.
You're competing with all their cell phone people on the same tower, you know?
Yeah, and maybe more and more people have dropped their Spectrum or Charter cable or whatever the hell we, you know.
You know what it is? His wife is inside just streaming high-res porn. That's what it is. Sucking 4K. Up all the bandwidth. Yeah.
4K porn.
Well, that's episode 168, guys. I got to go.
Thank you.
Yeah, I got to go. Yeah, I got to see what the wife's up to.
On to more important things.
Yeah, on to more important things. Let her stream away. Porn it away, honey. Go ahead.
Yeah.
You know, I got my buddies here. I got to figure out what are we solving this week? We got to solve something. I haven't solved anything in a while.
What I wish we could solve is better Olympics coverage. You know, I've got these Japanese exchange students staying with me, and for some reason they want to watch the Olympics, you know, thinking that they will see something interesting, and all you really see is here's an American swimmer, here's an American gymnast. And you know what I hate more than anything about sports is waiting. And that's all it is. Up next, another woman tumbling on a mat followed by 11 more. There's a guy swimming. Here's 19 more people swimming, taking turns. You know, I mean, it's
obviously like, you're not a fan of the Olympics, John.
The Super Bowl.
Yeah, no, I like the dude from Turkey that just walked up and got a silver.
The assassin.
Yeah,
the assassin.
And then he's out. So everybody else is wearing bionic glasses and a special outfit and cute hat and that kind of stuff. And this guy, like, you know, he throws his cigarette down on the way to the stage, pop, 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 and then he's out again. You know, and his story is fantastic. You know, he and his wife were getting the divorce, and he just did this and hopes that if he wins a silver, maybe he'll see his kids again. That's kind of his story. Much more interesting than here's the 37th heat of the 100 meter backstroke. It might, oh, okay. Show me some exciting shit. Don't show me a warm up. Show me the thing that's the thing for the gold. And
I wonder if it's different in Japan. You know, with these 16.
I think every country I think every country gets all the games, and they decide, oh shit, we're gonna win this one. Everybody puts this up on the screen.
Yeah,
Tasmania has a chance to get a javelin gold. Let's watch the javelin, and we're like, I don't even know if they do the javelin because I'm watching these women on a mat for 6 hours. I mean, I am so glad that my kids were never into like cheer or track meets or those club sports where you go play a tournament you know, somewhere in Orange County. Well, we got to be there at 4 a.m. and I'll be home the next week. You know, that kind of thing. Fuck that.
Yes, it was as a parent that, and by the way, I will full disclosure, my wife actually did more of those than I did because I'm with you, John. And by the way, it isn't just the Olympics. It's those club sports where you go and you wait all day.
You pay for the privilege of going to Costa Mesa all day.
And to wait. And then you play a 20-minute meet. And then, okay, well, we've got 3 hours till our next time that we're up. And now you're 50 miles from where you live. So you can't go home, right? Plus the coaches, you know, won't allow it. So, yeah, it is a family-style choice that –
Well, at least a volleyball game is a full game. I mean, I remember, you know, I was on the swim team in high school and you'd go to a swim meet. So it'd be, we're going to wait all day. And the amount of time that you will be participating is 2 minutes, you know?
Yeah, but you got to train. You're missing that
train. You got to sit on the floor in a, you know, in a pool area. You know, okay, well, it's 11. I think I will swim my meet at 2:30. But good thing I got here early, you know.
Yeah.
To cheer on people who can't hear you because they're underwater.
Yeah.
I don't understand why they don't schedule it like you said. You know, you're going to be here for 2 hours. You're going to play for, you know, pretty much all that 2 hours. Then you're done. Next group, you know, something like that.
No, you know what? I tell you exactly why they do that. Concessions. What? They're trying to sell you a bunch of candy and whatever. And if you're not there for 6 hours, you're not buying that shit.
Well, I could still buy my chili dog for breakfast if that's what I want to do, you know?
I mean, I would hate to be the kid that goes first and you're like, I'm done for the day. And it's 9:15 in the morning and I'm home in time for dinner, you know?
Yeah.
Shit.
Okay, well, you don't like the Olympics.
So yeah. Olympic, I think the Olympics are great. I think Olympic coverage is terrible. You know, I'm watching it on NBC, and it's a big show, and Snoop Dogg is the hero of all the Olympics. But they're showing me what they want to show me, not what I want to see. How dare they do that?
I'm surprised. Have you looked on YouTube?
No, because I don't care that much.
Maybe you can pick and choose. Oh.
I don't. I mean,
they should.
Fucking cry. What are you fucking crying about and taking up bandwidth here?
I
don't care. Actually,
I want the problem solved. No, I don't want to go. I mean, I got a TV. Show it to me on my damn TV. I don't want to go to YouTube and search for a handheld video from Simone Biles' second cousin in the stand. Oh, look! While she was flipping on this mat, there was a fist fight over there on the Chinese bench. You know, shit. Yeah. That's what I want to see. Drama.
That's what you want to see?
Defectors.
Drama.
Yeah. The Russian team decided not to leave France. You know, that's the kind of things
that's cool.
I want. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, whatever that would be.
Donald Trump shows up and,
you know, everybody hates him, that kind of thing.
Have you followed the controversy about the women's boxing? Have you guys checked into that?
I saw a little bit in the paper today about it, yeah.
About the woman that quit.
Don't hesitate when you say that. She's a woman. There's no question.
I was trying to get my jaw like
Schwarzenegger.
Woman?
No. The woman
she's just a tough. She's a tough lady.
No, you're missing my point.
She whips some ass.
I was trying to find the woman that quit because she got hit two times. The second time, she's like, she went down and started crying and said, I've never been in this hit this hard by a woman ever. Right. And I don't know if she was from Italy or whatever. And the woman her opponent, the woman, she was from like Algiers or something like that or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so now somebody incorrectly stated that this is a trans man and it's not true, but it's all over the internet that this person is a man, right? And this is what happens, and the Olympic Committee should be, you know, hang its head in disgrace. So I said, okay, I'm finding this out as much as I possibly can.
I
found out, I did my research without going to Paris, right? So from what I found out is the woman that they're accusing of being a trans is not a trans. She was born a woman, right? She still is a woman. She has, you know, she has women parts. She can bear children, right? And she has not taken any drugs, right? Because they test, right? It is just one of those kind of freak of natures. Her chromosomes are a little different, right? They give her those masculine, her levels of testosterone are higher, right? And by the way, this happens all the time in all sports. You know, I mean, if the three of us were to go and get tested, our hormone levels could be very different, right?
Okay.
So everybody's spreading this rumor. And finally, people said, no, the only thing they did say is that this woman that they accuse of being a trans did not test, or some of the tests that they did, you know, the hormone test came back inconclusive. Right. Doesn't mean that she has it. They, you know, or they're not allowing it because there is a rule in the Olympic Committee that says you have to give people a certain myriad of time to, you know, to challenge these tests or to explain these tests or whatever. But there is nothing on the books right now that says this person is a man or this person is doing anything illegal. Right. And by the way, she has fought she has fought many, many times before, right, as a woman. And she has lost to women. So, you know, everybody's just, you know, she just looks masculine. And it's,
well,
and then
I mean,
the opponent.
I haven't been hit that hard by my boyfriend.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I feel like the whole story is the woman that quit.
She's
quit.
Upset.
People were embarrassed for her, the country or whatever. They lash out like the uneducated do. Oh, well, there must be a sinister reason for her wanting to quit. I mean, it could be that she just got her ass handed to her and she was I'm going to lose by being knocked out at the Olympics. I think, you know what? I think I'm going to stop. I'm good.
Yeah.
I don't need my brain shell rattled.
Yeah, maybe the... I mean,
it's just not fair. And it's just, why are you doing this to this poor, you know, to both of these women? I don't know why they're doing this. And of course, now, you know, you'll never get the truth.
It's media drama. It's like anything else. Oh, I've got a story, breaking story. Everybody get worried.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Transgenders are invading your Walmart bathrooms. Be terrified. Dun, dun, dun.
They're probably punching that thing where it never, you know, where you get the little paper towels and it only gives you like a postage stamp and you keep pulling it there. So this trans woman just smashed it. That's what I would do. If I was a trans woman fighter.
If you were a trans woman in the Walmart bathroom, you would be doing
punch it.
Physical acts of violence, just not to cause any problem.
Yeah.
Oh shit. What I worry more about. In Walmart bathrooms are just what I see on the internet. You look at, you know, people of Walmart, things like that. They're just fist fighting, women fighting on the floor in the produce section. I mean, it's just
really.
Oh yeah, I mean, there's a whole website to just candid shots of people in the checkout line, like really old dudes wearing bikinis, or
you say that like it's a bad thing.
You know, to each their own. We can all choose to shop or not shop at Walmart. You know, like old granny with hair down to the floor because she's never combed it, or a guy that has some kind of unusual animal on a chain on his shoulder. you know, more unusual than a raccoon, that kind of stuff. And I have been
looking at, maybe it's the relative. I don't know. Maybe
it could be. But it's, I've been looking at people of Walmart for years, and now it's changed to like videos of people at Walmart, and they're fighting, or they've got a knife in, you know, in children's clothes, and they're in a standoff with some employees that are saying inside their head, I don't get paid enough for this shit.
You know, I'm making a note here to get you for Christmas next year, a calendar, People of Walmart calendar. And you can hang that in your, you hang that in the man cave. You'll have them every day, baby.
Yeah. While I'm working, I'm like, well, at least it's not Walmart. Shit.
Have a daily desk calendar.
Yeah. Yeah, people, you know, old guy with a long white beard wearing a pink women's rave outfit, you know, that kind of thing. Or just an old man in skirt and heels and no other information. It's like he lost a bet and went into a store.
If you made that calendar, you'd get sued, right?
Don't show faces. You'd be okay, I think.
Or superimpose your own face over all of them.
All right, here's a question. Custom-made. You're in public at a Walmart and someone takes your photo.
Yeah.
Illegal?
Well, if you
take the picture to publish it, would be
only the act of making money that makes it illegal.
I don't know.
But hold on a second.
That I don't know.
It happens to celebrities all the time. They get their picture taken.
Yeah, celebrities come out of some restaurant, they get their picture taken. TMZ pays the guy a bunch of money for the picture. Yeah, it's a business.
Yeah.
I don't know what the rules are. That's what
it's done. Well, we'll be looking for that calendar, John.
That's, I'm not going to test
local, it. Local paparazzi. Yeah. No, hey, let me ask you this. So, Kelly, we made a movie together, and I used my tent, and you put tape over the tent logo.
The brand, yeah.
Yeah. Why?
Yeah, you could get sued.
Well, how would I get sued? I paid good money.
Not
for
you.
Tent.
I would get sued.
Well, a filmmaker, distributor, anybody related to, I mean, what's the, why do you need to, isn't, I thought you were covering it up because, like, I'm not giving those bastards free promotion.
No.
Coleman is not paying me to be in this movie. Jan
it wasn't
Sport
Coleman,
not,
by the way.
Pay me.
I don't know. Is there, I guess you have to do it though, right, Cal?
I didn't want to take a chance. Yeah, I mean,
no, but I mean, what's the rule? So if I'm in a movie, have I got to change every Ford, you know, grill badge to Ferd or something like that? You know,
I go by example when I see professional productions purposely not showing an actual Apple laptop. Instead, it's a picture of a pear. You know,
yeah, like on iCarly
instead of an apple. Mm-hmm. They do that for a reason. So I thought, well, I'm not going to be stupid and make it so a distributor is going to go, we can't do it, man. You got that thing in there. That's all. I don't know.
It could be that, you know,
there's a reason they do it. Obviously.
Right. There is. There's got to be.
Yeah.
And I think you're going back about like the Ford. If you're doing a shot outside, you're not going to cover up every car logo because it's not a prominent symbol. Right. Like the Apple computer, or if you're shooting the scene. And you've got the tent name on there. It's prominent. You see that. People look at it and go, oh, I recognize that. Where, because it's displayed. So, yeah, I think it's a good idea.
I always thought it was, they're not paying me to be in my movie, so I'm not giving them free ads. I mean, you can cover up the badge of a car. I'm still going to know what it is.
Yeah.
You know, it's a car.
Yeah.
But you don't see the word Ford.
And it's not prominent, meaning, oh, like if you're
maybe not a feature film for 20th Century Fox or something like that, but if I was making a YouTube short, or I was making a student film or whatever, I guess I don't understand what's the downside. Yeah. Like, oh, you're using my Apple laptop to watch a bunch of porn. Yeah.
It's also artwork too. Like we had to get legal clearance on couple of paintings in your house, and we were shooting in your house, John.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
But I mean, they're not they're not reproductions of paintings. They're a picture of that painting on that wall that we have, you know? All right, there you go.
We were talking about this last night, you know. I have a neighbor that's doing a lot of shooting, you know, and I don't think it's legal, right? And they're not getting permits.
Just to clarify, like filming.
Yes.
That's right. What do you think? We live in Chicago?
Bang, bang, bang.
Yes.
Do you
I'm
have
sorry,
a permit to do that?
You know, no, it's like Texas, you know, you get to shoot because it's on your hip. No.
So yeah, what union can you call?
Well, Kelly and I were talking. No, Kelly
was call a union.
You just get a bunch of guys in a truck to drive over there and say, what's going on? Why aren't we getting paid?
No.
Yeah. Do you have to notify your neighbors, Kelly? Do you remember?
I don't know.
No, I don't think you do.
According to the law, according to the city of our, you know,
our city,
our wonderful city, you have to notify your neighbors. There has to be a 24-hour notice and it has to be postings. Even if you're not, and it says, even if you're shooting on your own property. So,
well, what I would do is crank up the fucking stereo to 185. And then when they come over and they say, you know, we're trying to shoot over here, you can say
give me
things.
$500.
Yeah, give me $500 or let me see your permit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but a permit doesn't mean that you have to turn your stereo down.
Oh, no, it doesn't. But you would know for sure that they're doing it, because they would say, well, we don't have a permit because we're a micro budget and whatever. And you're like, you're going to need to wrap this.
Yeah.
My biggest concern is, you know, the side of the house has those water tanks we put in, which was a hefty investment. Plus, yesterday, this is kind of freaked me out a little bit yesterday. I'm doing some cleanup up front, right? And in the gutter or in the street, there's a cigarette butt. And so somebody was smoking. Well, it was
one cigarette butt in the street.
And all those leaves. No, but in the leaves, you know. I mean, you don't, and so obviously somebody's not playing, you know, by the rules. And so I worry about insurance purposes because, you know, let's say somebody hits those tanks or hits the house. What do I do? I got to go sue the neighbor. Meanwhile, I'm out, you know, thousands of dollars and not to mention the hassle and stuff. So that's why I want to make sure that somebody is being smart and somebody's watching them who doesn't have a vested interest in the production and is not getting paid. The owner's getting paid. They don't care. Right. So is there somebody on site that says, hey, no, you know,
well, you could go to them and say, hey, you're parking too close to my water tanks. You're throwing cigarette butts out here. You're doing this shoot every week. Who's in charge?
Yeah.
You know,
I don't know.
It's because they have a permit. That doesn't mean they get to do anything they want. Don't think that a permit means you get to film. You don't get to.
You disrespect
fire fake guns without a cop there, things like that. You know what I mean? Yeah.
New children. Are permits expensive? Do you remember, Cal?
I don't remember.
Plus,
I think it's like a couple of $100 a day, but you also have to hire a cop, which I remember was at that time like $900 a day.
Yeah. Dang,
that's nice money.
Yeah, we signed up for our place on some website like Gigster or something like that. And you can say, you know, there needs to be somebody on site to, you know, whatever that's called, some kind of manager. So when they ruin your cabinets or hit a tank or whatever, the insurance takes over. But you get all these things like probably what's shooting next door is student films, independent films, whatever, where they're like, okay, we don't actually have any money. Can I just pay you $250 for all day and we'll do everything ourselves and I promise not to whatever.
Yeah.
I think the great thing, Danny, would be to get your biggest, baddest stereo speakers you have, put them in the window facing that house, and then get a tone generator app on your phone and just set it to something really awful and just run that pitch out of that one speaker. And then they would and they would be like, could you please stop that? And you say, I will do it for $500 an hour.
Well, I was thinking that, but I guess that's a lot of hassle. What's the easiest, you know? So I thought maybe, you know, I need to test my air compressor.
Yeah.
You know, because that's an annoying noise like that. you know, and then it stops when it fills up, and then it slowly leaks a little air, then it goes on for another minute. That's a kind of annoying noise that would just drive anybody crazy. But, and all I got to do is just plug it in and turn it on, you know, and of course I have to listen to it too. If
I'm well, home, you but. Put it in the front yard, kind of like near your driveway, so that you don't have to hear it in the back.
And all right, then, I can also just cut up a lot of lumber I just need to cut up and just get that, you know, chop saw and put it there and set it under my patio and with cold beer and just, you know.
Yeah, if you've got it, you've got a 2x4 and I'm trying to shave off 2 millimeters at a time.
I would just do opera scales.
Sit on your porch with your PRS guitar and an amplifier. Don't tune anything.
And play the shit.
And just
and play the shitty guitar that I do.
Yeah, while they're you know, doing their lines, you're playing the backup music.
And I'm such a crappy guitar player. That alone, you know, I could play it on a quiet acoustic and they would say, enough, we're shutting down production, you know. Oh my God, it isn't that it's loud, it's just horrible. It's just horrible, right?
Well, you go inside and lean it against the amp so that it starts to feed back, and then you've like forgotten about it. Yeah, that's one thing you can do with productions is just make them awful. Park all your cars in front of your house and your neighbor's house before they get there.
No, that's where they get you. Here's how they get you. When you get a permit, you also get signs you can put up that are legal. No parking here on this day for these hours. And they
but
can
they're,
tow
but
you.
They're not. Yeah, but they're not doing that. There's no signs. There's no notification.
Right.
I don't know. Is there Danny? I don't know.
Yeah, no, Danny can not put, a his, thing. Put his cars in front of
then
everybody's.
You can, yeah, then you can. Then you could yeah. park
you
there.
Talk to your neighbor that's got the weird car lot across the street from you, you know, and get him to park all those cars out in front of your next door neighbor's house.
And then
could you put your ruined Porsche 944s collection in front of this dude's house? Thanks.
Or that, sexy space age Tesla pickup truck.
Yeah. And then I'll offer to all my neighbors going, empty your driveways in front of these houses, and I will personally take my power washer that makes a lot of noise.
Oh,
too,
yes.
And I'll power wash your entire driveway. It'll be nice. You know?
How about you power wash your car, but the water or the roof or the gutters and the like fine mist from the power washer is constantly pounding the lens of the camera. Sorry, everybody.
Yeah.
Today we can do this. Yeah.
We're sitting here talking as a guy who's made a movie. You guys, we're sitting here talking about ways we could ruin it for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would you do it just to do it? Well, I mean, isn't there a little bit of like, God, the person's making their first little movie. Let's give them a break. They're not Spielberg with an entire, you know, right. $60 million budget.
You know, that's why I haven't said anything.
Film student's son is trying to shoot his 15-minute movie. Yeah, would you not give him a break?
They're not being respectful. They're not saying, hi, I'm going to be shooting over the next 18 weeks. We'll take really good care. You know, let me know if there's
18 weeks. No, that's too much. Nobody would go along with that.
But they never came
I'm talking
over.
About a little student film or something.
If you're a little student, you knock on the neighbor's door and say, hey, we're doing this little student thing. Please let me know if you have any trouble.
We'll be here a day and a half.
Don't call the cops because we didn't get a permit. We don't have any craft services. We don't have any fire safety, security, COVID compliance or anything like that because, we're so fucking poor.
Yeah. You know? No, it's a respect and killing. And trust me, there's been three of these already and I haven't said a word, right? Okay. Even then one of them.
Is there one going on today?
I don't know. I think it's the prepping again because my neighbor has a big truck that he usually parks close to my, that got moved today down the street and he never parks that truck down there unless he knows, you know, unless people are coming. So I think there's one in prep. I don't know if it's coming tomorrow. I don't know if it's coming Monday. Right. And here's the other thing, you know, what I'm thinking about doing is like, again, it's going to cost me money. Right. So in your area and respecting the fact that they want to do this. And by the way, if it was some little guy that I knew or somebody I cared about that did, but my neighbor's just doing this to make money, right? Which is great. I mean, not, you know, nothing wrong with making money. So I'm thinking about on my back wall there is building an 18-inch extension, like a fence, like I'll put it up, something like a vinyl, something that's really easy, the cheapest I can do, right? That looks, that doesn't look like I'm, you know, hanging up cloth or whatever. And that's what I'm thinking about doing. One, that way, you know, they don't, things don't end up on my side of the property, that which happens all the time. There's cans and towels and this and paper and trash, right? And I've said some things. So that's another thing. I've actually had this conversation.
But wait, which has nothing to do with filming, right?
It doesn't have anything to do with filming, but the other day I saw a LaCroix can and something there. So I was like, okay.
So they're throwing it over the fence.
Or it fell over or something. I don't know.
But your neighbors had a trash leaking under your fence in the back for years.
Yeah, this has been something that's been going on for years. And also the parking, you know, we put in over 20 years ago, the wife and I put in the sidewalk pavers. Well, over time, they've been driving and parking on it. I've had this conversation with him and my neighbor and his various wives that he's had over the years. Could you not park on this? I put this down so you could walk on it, not drive on it. Well, now it's all kind of, but so now I can guarantee you, if I call my insurance company, they're going to go, you need to fix that because somebody steps in that and breaks their ankle, they could turn around and sue you, right? And I'm like, well, yeah, but they're driving on it. It doesn't matter, right? You need to fix it. So that's another thing.
Where does your property line end? At the asphalt of his driveway?
Yes. And that is by law, because over 20 years ago, when my neighbor did a remodel, he had to do a surveyor. Right. Had to come out. And so they go and they go in the middle of the, you know, in the intersection. They got their little tripod up. Next thing you know, I see this guy, and it looks like a shotgun shell was shot on the sidewalk.
Uh-huh. Yeah. We got one of those.
And I asked the guy, I go, what's that? And he goes, that's the property line marker. Well, over time, which I didn't know this, right? Sometimes the property lines vary based on different surveyors, different, you know, additions or change, which I did not know. I thought it was, you know.
Yeah. So it should be, you know, you pick a point that is known and then you measure from there. So right. If the surveyor is different, it's because his measurement is, you know, he looks at that little thing and is like, okay, from the street corner to your driveway is 60 yards, you know, 60.004 yards, whatever it is.
Yeah. Now, for you guys, I don't know about your property, but ours are seen a little closer. Our house, or my house, my neighbor to the other side of me, it's about 24 inches, the house to the property line, right? That's when they could do that. They don't do that now, obviously.
That's 5 feet, yeah.
Yeah, you can't, you know. So whatever. I don't know why it's doing this, but anyway, what's happening? I don't know. So anyway,
I pushed something. Yeah, sorry.
That's right. So we've kind of established that the property line is at the end of his driveway. Right. But I I'm a nice guy. I don't want you to have to park all the way into the front of your house so you could have a 2-foot sidewalk. So I put in a 2-foot pair, you know, sidewalk. Well, I mean, now it's destroyed and it's getting worse. Right.
Yeah, you should wait until they start filming again in the driveway and start pulling up those blocks. And they're like, excuse me.
But what am I going to put there?
Dirt.
Well, the problem with that, they'll just drive on the dirt. That's why I had them in, because before I put in the pavers, they were actually driving on the dirt. So
okay. Have you thought about a small hedge?
Yes, but I'm trying to stay away from cost and maintenance, right? Pavers were great. You put the one time down, you're done.
I know, but now if you're worried about somebody tripping because they're not flat.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like you need to discourage your neighbor from giant trucks. Okay. What are you hitting, man?
I'm playing. Keep talking.
Stop. Put something there. I know. Protect the side of your house.
Right. I'd love to do, John, I would love to do the hedges that you have on your neighbor, those fine, you know, big trees. I'd love to do that. That way I don't have to see anything. But I was reading today that you cannot have anything higher than 4 feet, like a fence, a hedge, whatever, in your front yard.
Well, you can have it higher, but it has to be a certain setback from the edge, because you want your neighbors to be able to back out of their driveway and see oncoming traffic. So you could have a 4-foot hedge all right. the way, and then it could go to 10 feet at, you know, 10 feet in or something like that. You could do that. Right. I think, like, for your...
But then I got to maintain that.
Yeah. So you love to work in the yard.
If I'm going to maintain something, it's going to be cool. It's going to be water. It's going to be, you know, me and my pink, you know.
Okay, then here's what you need to do. Go to Lowe's today and get some of those stakes and that orange netting, like ground under repair, yeah. that kind of stuff. So pull up your pavers, put those stakes and that netting around, plant some grass seed, water it. Just, you know, put it right up to the edge of the driveway. Just big, ugly, awful shit. And leave it there until, I don't know, November 30th.
Isn't this fascinating, America? Isn't it?
Yeah, Kelly's getting bored.
I was getting bored. Sorry, guys. You know, I got in trouble. I get in trouble. My wife said last night, you know, in her very calm, very condescending way, you know, you dominated the conversation last night. You were a chatty Cathy last night. And I'm like, was that?
She doesn't say that normally.
No. So anyway, I got this fence that I want to put up, right? And
You should put a fence.
I'm gonna be quiet. And you know what? I'm gonna tell you what I told my wife. I'm gonna be quiet. Not another word. Nope, you're not gonna hear it.
No. Don't do what I do. That's what I do. Somebody says something to me, I'm like, by God, you want silence? I'll give you silence. We'll talk again in 2030. Treatment. Yeah. And I'm a champion at holding a grudge.
Yeah, I can Mr. Spite. Can I do
that? Yes. Yeah. Yes. Who needs that? Who needs that nose?
But didn't you get grief? Like if I, you know, do not say a word, be quiet, which is, again, anathema to who I am, right?
Do I get grief? Yes. Hell yes. Of course I do.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
What is wrong with you? Why are you such a mood? And I'm going, I haven't talked in 6 hours. What's the problem? I know. And by the way,
you want me to shut up? That's what I'm doing. Oh, you're such a baby. Well, of course I am. How do you think I got here?
Have you guys noticed how quiet I've been in the last 5 minutes?
Yeah, what's the matter with you? Exactly. Anyway, I can't help it. I was born a chatterbox. So, I don't want to tell you.
While you guys were doing whatever you're doing last night, I had the last week's Japanese exchange student and this week's Japanese exchange student over. We had dinner at the house, you know, that kind of thing. And we're just having a laugh talking about Japan, and these are two 15-year-old girls, and no matter what country you're in, 15-year-old girls are the same. They giggle, they laugh, they're just massively embarrassed about anything they do. I mean, it doesn't matter what country are they're, you know, they're all the same.
That's comforting to know.
And I had my work's little translation app out so that they could say things, and then you could, you know, kind of fun to see what it translates stuff to. And one of the questions that the girl that we have now asked is, why are you so close to your wife?
And I'm like, physically sitting close?
No, she was in another room. Say that again? She was in another room. She said, why are you so close to your wife? And it had to do with her parents and this other girl's parents. Like the dad is this crotchety old guy, and the mom does everything. Even if one of them has a mom that works at home and another one has a mom that doesn't work, but the moms do everything and the dad just kind of Archie Bunkers it, I guess, really, you know, just sits around, makes demands, doesn't smile, you know, those kind of things. And so they were really surprised that, you know, like, you know, our house and the one that the other one's staying at, it's like, you know, you help with the dishes, you clean up, you participate in child rearing, you know, those.
How
kind
do
of
you
things.
Say pussy whipped in Japanese?
I have to get my little app out with my translation that I did.
Little kitty. You start with little kitty.
My translation I did was happy wife, happy life. And so that got a lot of laughs, but it's kind of weird. Like their family units are really different.
Do you think that's Asian culture in general? Because I do. I think it's a cultural.
From all the Korean dramas I've watched, that's the case a lot of times. I think sometimes.
Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, usually the dad is kind of a kind of guy, but some of them, the dad is very loving and the mom is, you know, trying to get ahead in society and making the kids be doctors and they don't want to be in, you know, so anything could happen. But I think, you know, from my review of two separate Japanese families, and I imagine there's millions, the guys don't participate as much, at least in those two.
So do you think
that's interesting? Okay, two things.
Yeah, I think it's
what a change.
One, do you think that influences them in one way? Do they respect that and like that?
They've got a ton of trouble. They went to the beach yesterday. So if I were planning a trip, I would not take Japanese girls to the beach because the number one thing they do not want is a tan. They don't want to be in the sun at all. They want to have their skin as white as possible, because if you get a tan, you're like poor or work in a field or don't know any better or homeless or something. I don't know. There's some kind of derogatory thing to having a tan. Not anti-dark skin people. There's some, you know, some boy that was, you know, a local that was in the program and he's, you know, of some other nationality and they just thought he was dreamy. So they, you know, they're not racist and trying to be white. They just don't want to look like a farmer. You know,
you sure that's it and not just a medical fear of skin damage or something?
No, I don't really get. I mean, yeah, could be fear, but I don't get that at all. I get that there are all these rules that you have to follow in Japan, because they went to the beach and I said, look, I'm going to tell you something. You're going to see some bathing suits at the beach that will startle you. And they're like, "What? Huh? Oh." And so when we went to the local pool for a pool party, when we swapped, you know, kid A for kid B, and their bathing suits are like a bathing suit and a skirt and leggings and a waterproof hoodie, you know, that kind of stuff. at 6 in the afternoon, they're not worried about, you know, it's just nothing. And my wife showed him a picture of just like what kind of just full ass bathing suits you would see at the beach. And they were like, you would never do that in Japan. And I'm like, why wouldn't you do that in Japan? Is culture like, you know, you're a prostitute or something? He's like, no, you would never want to stand out like that. Part of this culture for them is fade into the background, wear black all the time, have bangs kind of hiding your eyes.
These maybe just the square studious kids?
These kids are kind of from the interior of Japan. So they're not, you know, they're about an hour and a half outside of Tokyo. So it's not, you know, in the middle of nowhere. They've got lots of different.
But in the city, it might be more cutting.
Yeah,
more daring and rebellious.
I mean, I think you might be more daring or you might have more fun, but I don't think you're showing your ass when you're at the beach ever in Japan.
Gotcha.
Because I'm like, is it just the beach you guys go to? I mean, and they're like, no, nobody in Japan.
Oh, wow.
Wear this. I mean, they might wear a bathing suit like this, but then they would wear several layers on top of it, you know?
So like, John, when they were talking about you and the missus being close, right? Mm-hmm. Did you get a sense that they appreciated that, or wow, that would have, yeah, because when
I got the feeling, I got the feeling that it just blew their minds, because I think that
the way they
describe their parents, it's like the mom for one of them, like as a family, they go do karaoke. And so the mom wants to sing new songs, like current Japanese pop hits, and that she hates, you know, covers up her ears when the dad sings, because he sings these old songs. And I'm like, old? What do you mean by old songs? And they're like, oh, so old. And I'm thinking, like, you know,
Doobie Brothers.
No, I was thinking like a samurai warrior, you know, ancient, whatever. And then she pulled it up on Spotify and it's like, from 1996. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, wow. Old songs. But it was weird when she played, like she played one that her mom listens to, and it was, you know, kind of a catchy little modern thing. But in 1996 or 1994, whatever this other song was, you're like, wow, that sounds old. I mean, it's just like the type of music. It wasn't what we were listening to in 1990s. It was no Hoobastank or anything like that. It was like, oh, that's cheesy, man. Yeah. So,
oh wow,
I get the impression that her mom and dad, although they're married and that kind of stuff, they don't seem to have a romantic love affair between them. You know, that kind of thing. And the other one, her dad sells furniture, and her mom used to be a furniture designer, and they don't really hang out. You know, they're all together as a family, and they go do karaoke, which sounds kind of cool. Can you imagine getting out of high school, going with your buddies to do karaoke? Just
to go with my buddies, yeah, but not with my mom and dad.
Well, you go as your whole family. You go to this place and you just go sing songs and you have fun. I mean, it's so freaking wholesome. It just sounds great.
Yeah.
Did you ask them, would they, after they're done with this trip or this program, would they ever think about coming back to America?
Oh yeah, they think Japan sucks.
Oh, they would come back
really?
Here.
Oh yeah, I mean Japan.
I didn't
has
think you would say that. Wow.
No, I didn't either.
No, I mean they're all these rules. Like they don't really like Japan that much. I mean, it's where they are, and they probably won't. Yeah. You know, that kind of thing. But it's like they are mystified by boys. You know, 15-year-old girls, and so they're like, you know, sneaking glances at, you know, these other boys, and, you know, like, what's the story with you and boys? And like, you know, I go to an all girls school. There are no boys, and I kind of hate it. And, you know, the other one goes to a school with all boys. I mean, it's got boys and girls, and she's, you know, she likes to play basketball. So she's a little tomboy kind of thing. So I think, she's just trying to find her way in the whole thing, you know, doesn't, mm-hmm. One wears dresses, the other one wears like a, you know, soccer sweatpants, you know, that kind of thing, black sports, things like that.
It's so interesting.
They're really different. Yeah.
I remember when our kids were at the high school here, and there'd be a dance one night, and the things that the
whore
girls
dances.
Were wearing were so short dressed and stuff. Sounds like in Japan that would not be the case.
Oh, you could wear that, but you'd be wearing leggings underneath it and a long coat covering it. Yeah, I mean, it's like you don't do that shit. And and I remember those dances and our kids coming home and like, well, all they do are the grinding dances. They just get in a chain and just grind their hips together. And no parents were allowed to go to the dance and see anything. And you drop your kid off and you're like, how the hell is that girl over there going to dance in that dress that comes down to her, you know, the crease of her butt, and then her shoes are 9-inch platforms. Like what is anyone thinking here? You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause our dances in our little town are what a waste.
You know, then talking about this, I'm going back to the closeness and the modesty that you were saying. So it really is kind of a, when you're 15, let's say you go to do your schooling, whatever, and at the age of 22 or whatever, you're Japanese or you're Chinese or Korean or whatever, of Asian, you know, you decide to come to America because you really like the freedom to whatever. But can you imagine that adjustment in modesty and closeness that you, because you've been conditioned, obviously these girls have been conditioned, this is how mom and dad live, this is how men and women,
you know,
relate.
I see them wanting to try other stuff out. They're not doing anything different or risky. They're just here for 2 weeks and whatever,
right?
But I see it going into their heads, like, you know, you take them out, go to the mall, go you know, we went to the farmer's market and, you know, in LA, and they're all kinds of people and, you know, that kind of stuff. You see things sinking in, and they, you know, they'd already said like Japan is so boring and the culture is so repressive. Like you can't do anything, whatever. Like one of them, her parents are both doctors, and they're like, we want you to be a doctor. period. And she's like, man, I like engineering and I want to work for Subaru or Honda or Toyota or something. And they're like, no. And that's kind of the way it is. Your parents tell you to do some shit. You don't say no. You don't have that kind of freedom. That's just how it is. I mean, imagine
they're probably happier because there's no choice to make.
I don't know. They don't seem happy. I can't imagine them going to UCLA and then just saying, I'm gonna snort all the ketamine and wear a thong all day. I think they would remain true to themselves, but they would laugh more. They would go do whatever they wanted to do.
Yeah.
You know, make some mistakes, you know, those kind of things. Sure.
Mm-hmm. But it is
kiss a boy that might do that.
It
really is a challenge. It really is a challenge when you decide I'm gonna come to America after university, right? And you're going to now fight against. And by the way, you know, we have the same thing here in America, except it's just with our, you know, your parents, how your parents raise you. But our society gives you a lot of opportunities to be free and different, whatever. It's not only the parents, but it's everywhere they go. And then all of a sudden you want to change this. I can't imagine that kind of.
Yeah. If you did something really wrong, like if you were, you know, a Japanese teenager and you got pregnant or you got a tan or you wore a skirt that or an outfit that showed cleavage or something like that, you'd be marked. You know, they would all know here? Forever.
Wow.
No, one girl has a cousin in Denmark, and the cousin in Denmark was texting her all the time, like, you know, this is a cute outfit. I met a boy a week ago and I kissed him. I mean, it was just, you know, scandalous to her. She's like, and then her cousin sent her a picture of something. It looked like a girly can of Copenhagen. And she said, and the text was, never start on these. And I'm, you know, it was in Japanese. I'm like, what's that? And she's like, it's like cigarettes. I'm like, oh yeah, don't start on that.
No, don't do that.
Yeah, but so this kind of half Japanese, half Danish girl is in, you know, Denmark just doing absolutely normal things. And this little kid is like, you know, it's like a news flash every day. She bought this outfit. She's, you know, met this boy a week ago. And here's a picture of them together. They were at the beach yesterday, and the one boy that they had thought was cute, he was like a half black kid, and he's had his hair in little kind of cornrow kind of things with little beads at the end and that kind of stuff. And they just thought he was dreamy, and they just kept talking about him. And then they went to the beach yesterday, and his girlfriend went. And she's like, I'm his girlfriend, you know, and just getting in everybody's faces. And they were like, okay, well, he's off the list. But he was massaging her feet while they're at the beach. And these girls lost their minds. And I'm like, what do you mean massaging your feet is bad? And the one that's staying up with us is like, it's illegal. And I'm like, really? You go to jail? And she's like, well, no. But I mean, you would never massage somebody's foot in public. Holy cow. Wow. The level of intimacy there. And I'm
that's
like,
that's really interesting.
Well, wow, kids. Yeah. You got a long way to go. I hope there's a lot of foot massaging in your future.
Jeez.
Just imagine.
Hold on. Isn't shiatsu Japanese?
Maybe any of that kind of stuff is behind closed doors. And there's you know something.
Yeah,
to,
I bet
I'm,
it
I'm
is.
I'm getting my foot massaged, and here comes the happy ending. Thank you very much. You know, here's some extra money. But I don't know. It's been really fascinating, and
I freaked my wife out the other day. She did not think this was funny, fellas. I think you're gonna think this is funny.
Okay,
we're walking through the local mall here, and there were those, I think they're Korean or Chinese massage dudes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They have a little stand in the mall.
Those chairs.
And I said to my wife, I said, honey, because they bug me every time I walk by. Massage, hey, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I want to go and go, oh, okay. And then I want to ask them if they'll do a happy ending, right? Okay. And that just to see what they do, if they'll laugh or something. And my wife got really mad at me. She said, "Don't you dare." I said, "I'm not going to, but isn't that a funny thought?" She said, "That is not funny in the least, okay?" And it's, oh, Nelly, don't you guys think that would be funny?
That is funny. I mean, why is it not funny in the least? I mean, it's kind of hilarious. Yeah, I want
Because
to do, let
then.
me ask, do you charge extra for a happy ending? And they'd be like, oh, everybody would laugh about it. Yeah. I would think your
Or
wife
I
would
would, but
just be like,
the joke
oh.
would be on me because what if he says, yeah, it's $20 more, and
No,
I'm standing there going, oh geez, I didn't know. Okay.
I'm gonna have to cover you with this washcloth.
I would just take it to say, listen, I'm a little short on cash. I can't get full happy. Can you give me a slightly amusing ending? And what does that cost? Right? That's,
I like a
I
little
mean,
chuckle.
I'll just, can you go full happy here? Yeah. Just how about a smile ending? I'll just smile, right? Maybe a little
A
grin,
mirth
you know?
ending.
Mirth ending.
Oh man.
Wow, there we are, ladies
No,
and gentlemen.
I think it's funny, you know. I can see where some people might, and of course, how many times have they heard that, right?
Yeah,
That's the funny
they're
part
getting
too.
that every day.
That's the other part of it. Exactly.
You're probably
That's what
some
makes it even
asshole
more
does that
funny
every
because
day.
you
Yeah.
think,
Yeah,
I
especially at
think
our
I mean
mall.
I'm
And
such an
you think
original.
you're
Yeah.
coming, you think you're being,
yeah,
Yeah.
I'm clever. Watch this. How much for a
Maybe
happy?
that's what your wife meant. You know, she goes to the mall and she's hanging out at Macy's or whatever, and you know, walks by and there's someone going, "Nur, nur, nur, happy ending." Like, don't embarrass yourself. It happens 100 times a day. You just don't know.
I think what it is I'm not as funny as I
They probably
think I am,
see
is what it boils down
No,
to.
that's we that will be determined when we announce
That will be
your
determined.
first show
My
at
first
the
stand-up. Canister.
yeah, at the Chuckles room at the
Yeah.
local, you know, laugh factory. I don't know what
La
you
laughing shit.
laugh and shit. Yeah. I think you should do that. Or maybe
Laughing
you
way
just
by, yeah.
work up just a casual 5-minute bit and do it for us like on a Friday night in the backyard.
Yeah.
We'll set up a mic,
I don't know how
a speaker.
honest of a test that would be, though, because you're my friends and
It
you
might be the
feel
greatest. We'll be
obliged to
like,
laugh.
ooh, and you'll be like, take your little notepad. Okay, no to that one. Like they do when you go to
But
the
you're right.
club.
But I think you guys have heard all my shit. That's the thing.
No,
I
but
got
you
no
got it. No, but
surprises.
that's the thing. You've got to perform it.
Yeah.
You've got to come on stage, and we've got to have a light, a microphone, and you got to come on stage, and you got to do your bit. Like, are you a nervous, you know, kind of Andy Kaufman kind of
Or
thing? Are
full of
you,
attitude guy.
yeah, or are you
Yeah.
Andrew Dice Clay? We don't know what you're going to be. I personally thought Andrew Dice Clay was cool. Remember
Oh, come on. Thanks.
how
That's
he used to do
great.
that cigarette thing, like,
Yeah.
you know, bring it
Yeah,
around
yeah.
his head. Whatever happened
Jesus.
to that guy? He was
I think he got
somebody for
canceled.
a week or
Something
two.
tells me.
Yeah, I think he was. I've seen him appear as an actor on things every now and then. Not as Andrew Dice Clay,
That, you know
but.
what? That's the thing I don't understand about actors. You have an actor that's kind of typecast in whatever. And you know, here's what I know about you actors. You love to do it, but you want to be celebrated for your art or whatever that is, right? So why couldn't I, as a savvy suit at a studio, say, you know what? So and so is always doing these cop movies or crime or superheroes or whatever. I want to put him in a, you know, remake of Bridges of Madison County, and he's going to be the Clint Eastwood one or whatever. And, you know, that kind of thing. Like, if I come to you with a part that is absolutely nothing that you've done before, wouldn't you be more likely to say, "Eh, that's intriguing"?
Oh, sorry, I fell asleep.
Oh shit. Like if I
That's
put you in a
intriguing.
comedy, Kelly, I mean, you know, that'd be new
Don't
for you.
But
Know.
that's just because you think that they're right, you know, you put them in, it doesn't mean they're going to be able to perform it, right?
Yeah.
I
They're
mean,
actors, right? Do some fucking
I think
acting.
I just get a, you just get a, you're talking about
Yeah.
comedy, right? I think you just wing it and be yourself. I don't know.
Yeah.
And
Well,
that some people do have an
if the
act that's
script is,
honed. And,
yeah, if the script is funny, you know, in theory, Leonardo DiCaprio could make me laugh. I'd have to see it to believe it, but.
Yeah. But can he? Not a lot of actors can. It's funny, you know, I've seen actors try. Kelly, you know, we're big fans of Robert De Niro. I don't think he's funny unless he's playing against his type, right? Like in Meet the Fockers.
He was funny in Midnight Run, though.
Yeah. But he was still, but he was not a funny guy. He had a couple of funny lines, you know, but he was playing, he wasn't a funny guy. Yeah.
Right.
He wasn't, you know, the only time he tried to do that was the Kings of Comedy. Remember the one with Jerry Lewis and Burnham? And I thought he was horrible. I thought
just because he doesn't look funny.
He's trying to be funny. And and he's a great actor, you know?
So you're telling me that comedy legend Dom DeLuise is funny.
I think Dom DeLuise, the persona,
the human being.
No, I think the persona he created was funny, right? Because it was a character, right?
Yeah, but I mean,
now
if we follow that logic, Dom DeLuise is just some normal guy, and then he does his Dom DeLuise the stick. Actor, and that's funny. And you're saying that De Niro can't do that. He can't make somebody that's funny. He doesn't have the skill Dom DeLuise has. That's how we got here. That's why I chose him.
I think I haven't seen it. I mean, the flip side is that. So you put Dom DeLuise in a heavy drama. Are you going to sit there and believe him? Or are you going to go,
I totally would. I would love to.
It depends.
To have seen that. Like if he was, you know, some really tortured soul and was sad all the time. I could believe that.
Well, they, you know,
I believe Tom Cruise can fly an airplane.
They say that comedy actors or comedians tend to be better actors than straight dramatic actors because there is a sense of timing, there is an awareness, whatever. And I agree. I think there are more comedians or comedic actors that can turn around and do a dramatic part very well. As opposed to somebody that is really
true. I mean, you know, just for example, let's look at Burt Reynolds.
Yeah.
Does it all.
Yeah.
Kelly's oh my face God. Is like. Should I do my Heather Locklear, you know, what's her name? Street bit? Yeah.
I got to go figure out what this sore is. I'll talk to you guys next week. Thank you for listening, America. The beautiful.
Yeah, go. Don't forget to register to vote, everybody. It's going to be.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Okay. See you.
Take care.
In the morning, but now you're feeling blue. Come on and set your arse down and have yourself a brew. You walked here from Killarney, and now you know it's true. You'll suck the cock of an Irishman before the night is through.